can't find the words when I can barely breathe. I'm falling on my knees. Oh, heaven help me, heaven help me.
FM 90.3 WJTL. That is Zach Williams, Heaven Help Me. We also heard Need to Breathe, I Am Yours. Good morning to you. 7:02. Happy Tuesday. Olivia and Fred with you this morning.
A KCB party is popping up at Eastland Alpacas Open House this Saturday, November 6th. See and feed alpacas, plus enjoy wagon and barrel train rides, a stilt walking scarecrow, balloon artist, and much more. Details at the Eastland Alpaca blog at WJTL.com.
And joining us this morning from Revelations of Freedom Ministries and their Freedom of Thrift secondhand store, General Manager Jeff Starr is here. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Welcome. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I just want to start by giving a shout out to the men in the Revelations of Freedom program. You are courageous, and we're very proud of you for the step that you've taken to allow Jesus Christ to change your life. Also to the staff and volunteers of ROFM and Freedom Thrift, as well as the donors and patrons. You are amazing. You're the absolute best. And to my wife, Kim, I love you. You are my everything.
That's awesome. So how long has Revelations of Freedom Ministries been around? Give us a little bit of a background.
Revelations of Freedom Ministries, or ROFM for short, was founded in 2012 by Christian businessmen from Lancaster and York counties who recognized the great need to bring Christ-centered relief and freedom to those struggling with addiction and secondary life-controlling problems.
And you guys are located there in New Holland.
We are. We're at 114 Rank Church Road in New Holland. That's about a handball's throw away from Shady Maple Smorgasbord, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah. And we were talking about your first trip to Shady Maple a few years back. That was eventful.
It was. Yes, indeed.
So you guys run a thrift store in order to help fund your ministry. Tell us a little bit about how that is going.
So Freedom Thrift is located on the first floor of the complex. The men in the residential treatment program live on the third floor and actually work in the thrift shop. The thrift shop, we sell slightly used goods, and we exist to support Revelations of Freedom Ministry. All the profits go directly into supporting ROFM, and many of the students, as I said, are also employed by Freedom Thrift to provide financial support, and they also learn valuable workplace skills and trades. I kind of make the joke that many of them, when they come home, their wives and kids aren't going to know who these men are. They're future interior decorators. They've got the Chip and Joanna Gaines thing going on.
That's very cool. You were saying about how thrifting is so big right now, and a lot of people come to your store not only because thrifting is big, but also they love supporting your ministry.
They do. Our donors and our shoppers, they know that, you know, what they're doing is helping men achieve victory in Jesus over addictions and secondary life-controlling problems. And we make that a real emphasis of what we do. Everything that we are about is about supporting the men and their journey.
That's very cool. If people want more information, they can visit you online.
They can. Our website is rofm.org, which is the Ministry of Revelations of Freedom, or you can visit us at freedomthrift.org.
And you have an event coming up you want to invite folks out to this week?
We do. We have a Customer Appreciation Day. That's this Saturday, November 6th. We will have free food and prizes along with sales specials from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This event is free to the general public.
Check it out online, freedomthrift.org. It's happening in New Holland. It's this Saturday, 9 to 5. We're going to talk more with Jeff coming up, so stick around. Michael W. Smith on the way with more music for you next. With SR-